Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. The father and son at the head of one of the most powerful media empires in the world have a couple of rough days ahead of them. Both will give evidence at a British inquiry into media ethics. For James Murdoch, that began about an hour ago. His dad, Rupert, will be questioned tomorrow and Thursday under scrutiny of the illegal phone hacking allegations by journalists at one of their newspapers, now closed, and their links with members of the British establishment, as well as a horse, apparently. We're going to learn more about that. So far, the process for both Murdochs has been quite humbling.
What am I going to do to make you love me?
I would just like to say one sentence.
What am I going to do to make you care?
This is the most humble day of my life.
What do I do when lightning strikes me?
I want them to know the depth of my regret.
And awake to find that you're not there.
See, that's responsible.
The people that I trusted, maybe the people they trusted.
What do I do to make you want me?
First of all, I would like to say as well just how sorry I am.
What have I got to do to be heard?
Mr. Murdoch, you must be the first mafia boss in history who didn't know he was running a criminal enterprise.
What do I say when it's all over?
What happened at the News of the World was wrong.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
You accept that ultimately you are responsible for this whole fiasco?
No.
It's sad, so sad.
Sorry.
With the sad, sad situation.
And I have apologized.
And it's getting more and more absurd.
Frankly, I'm the best person to clean this up.
It's sad, so sad, so sad.
Sorry.
Why can't we talk it over?
No excuses.
Oh, it seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word.
This is why News International is cooperating fully with the police, whose job it is to see that justice is done.
Well, this scandal's been going on for long enough that we can chuckle about it a little bit, but it's far from over. And now we want to turn to Rob Watson from our partner, the BBC, who's been watching the actual proceedings in London and joins us now from there. Hello, Rob.
Good morning. Hello to you.
Rob, there have been hearings in the past. We've seen both Murdoch, father and son, before parliamentary inquiries. What's this one all about? It's different from the others?
Well, it's both different and the same. It's the same in the sense that just in the last hour or so, James Murdoch has been going over some of the same ground that the parliamentary committee went over, and that is namely, what exactly did you know about the extent of the phone hacking? But the inquiry is broader than that. It's not just about hacking. It's about standards, ethics, culture, practices, and the regulation of Britain's infamous newspaper industry. And so they've been moving on just in the last few minutes with James Murdoch into something which really is encompassed by that, and that is the relationship between newspaper proprietors like the Murdochs and politicians. And I think this is where we're expecting things to be rather uncomfortable, both for the Murdochs and for past and serving politicians.
Now, we learned last week that lawyers from England have arrived on the shores of the U.S. to bring suits in the United States, potentially against News Corp or against the Murdochs on some aspects of these very same cases. We're going to be following this story throughout the morning. Rob Watson, thank you. That's Rob Watson from our partner, the BBC, who's been watching further parliamentary inquiries in London into News Corp and father and son Murdoch into phone hacking scandals there. Rob, thank you.